This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stupid noise here. This is the real McCoy. Doug Steffen, that's me, presenting a very good look at a good day, courtesy of my girls. My girls, that sounds very... Does that sound sexist, my girls? Jennifer and Victoria?
I think it's cute.
My girls.
We'll
talking about my, girls, my girls. About my girls. My girls. My girls. Talking about my girls.
I know. Stop, please. Stop, please. Where's Miles? Where is he?
Stop, please.
So cute.
Okay, so here we are to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. I'm noticing a familiarity here with the president's chosen national security advisor, looking to me a whole lot like G. Gordon Liddy. If you look at pictures of this guy, look at pictures of him. He looks like Gordon Liddy. It's astonishing, actually, how much he looks like Gordon Liddy. Can we post? Can you on Facebook do me a favor, Victoria, and post pictures of McFarland or whatever his name is, and Gordon Liddy? What's his name? What's the security? Is McFarland,
I think,
isn't
it's
it?
McMaster.
McMaster. Something
McMaster.
Like, Mick something
or
other.
Yeah.
Anyway.
H&R Puffin stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
H&R McMaster. I don't mean to make light of it, by the way. He has a really stellar record.
Yeah, no, he just looks like, I mean, certainly better than a horror show John Bolton, who would never get the job because Trump didn't
what?
Want his
Don't
mustache.
Call my favorite guy a horror
he
show.
He is a horror show.
Oh, you're a horror show.
Now, excuse me? How do you figure I'm a horror show? I've got you on my show. How can I be
exactly.
a horror show?
Exactly. Exactly.
Nah, he's a horror show. He's the biggest gas bag. My God. Anyway, this guy looks like he's got a pretty good record. Let's see how well he goes through the process. Beside the fact, I mean, looking at that and understanding how important it is, there's nothing more important than today being National Sticky Bun Day. If you would like to acknowledge your love of sticky buns, Cinnabon is your place. They're not advertisers, although I think they have been from time to time. But is there a better sticky bun, a stickier? Where's the best sticky bun? And probably some local New York joint has some. I don't know that we have them out here in California, Jennifer, to the tune that they have them in New York. Some about New York sticky buns that you get down the railroad. If you go to the...
Down the railroad track.
No. Go into the train station. Go to
Penn Station. Yeah, you're
right. And they have yummy sticky buns down there. Yeah,
true.
Yummy. Yeah.
There's even a Magnolia Bakery in the basement of Penn Station now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And what is it? Is it Auntie Anne's? Those amazing...
Yes,
Auntie Anne's.
Yeah.
And then you're right. I think it's not Cinnabon, but there is a cinnamon bun place, a sticky bun place down there. I just forget the name, but yes, you're right.
What is it about Cinnabon that when you walk by in a mall, like
anytime you're within, you're within like 100 feet and you're instantly.
Oh,
that's the whole idea of it. You know, look at the lines that are there. And you know how
it
bad
really
those things are for you.
And you know what? They're horrible, but they're not that bad.
Sugar, dough, white flour, God, recipe for disaster. But boy, do they taste good. So. I'll flash back a little bit here. I'm reminded of a conversation that I had once with Gloria Allred about Norma McCovey, whom she represented. Okay, so the first question is, Doug, who's Norma McCovey? Or it's C-O-R-V-E-Y. I don't know the R was pronounced for Corvey. You know, Jennifer, who she is or was. Actually passed away over the weekend. She was?
Roe.
Jane Roe. She was Jane Roe. She was the one who, and Gloria represented her, when she went before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided that a woman had a right to choose abortion at certain stages of her pregnancy. This is something that's very big now because it seems to be back into the public discussion as the worries about Trump and what he or some of the people around him might do with this. Gloria Allred wrote that as her life changed after this thing. She was very disappointed and angry. And the reason she was is because she wasn't recognized as Jane Roe by the people who were... She's the one that was responsible, and yet the pro-choice movement, and Gloria certainly would be the number one person in that league. She wasn't being invited to be a voice for those who supported Roe v. Wade. And so as she continued to represent her over the years and be friends with her and assist her, she would talk about how she didn't have a voice and she wanted to have one in support of choice. So as she went through her years and her anger, she changed.
Yes,
she did. She took the other point of view. So that she was basically anti-Roe v. Wade as she got to her later years. And
many people, because there was a headline, obviously a lot of headlines.
Knew when she passed over the weekend, yeah.
Well, a lot of headlines about when she flipped, but yeah. People thought it was a joke because there was specifically a New York Times article that said Jane Roe joins anti-abortion group, and people thought it was a joke. They thought that it was funny headlines. They didn't realize that someone that could take the pro-choice movement so far, mm-hmm. that they'd switch in later life to be a pro-lifer. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah it is.
She wasn't very old when she
69.
Died.
69.
Right?
Yeah. 69. I don't
Did
know
she have cancer or something? I think she was on hospice care.
She was on hospice care. Yeah. She was.
Well, she did a lot of drugs, too, right? Wasn't that part of her initial issue? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, it's very... It just... To take some of the stories or things that are facts and see how they change over the course of time is just very interesting. I find it's so fascinating to see how people change their minds.
Do you think that she was ever able to come to terms with that? I mean, what an inward struggle.
Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like she was able to.
To die after fighting so hard for something.
Mm-hmm.
You make change that affects millions and millions of women and lives and children and everybody. And then you realize you have a change of heart. And for two decades, you work to try to reverse what you did. Do you think that you ever come to that? It's pretty strange.
It's strange, sad. What other words would you use?
Because those are not like saying, oh, gosh, I never like mustard, and then switching to mustard. I mean, this is a pretty big deal.
From ketchup to mustard, yeah, right.
Yeah, to change your mind on. I mean, that's a huge flip.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it hasn't. Just the whole thing with it is so... At this point in our lives, it seems almost immature to think of it in the way that we used to think. It's kind of like civil rights. When you look back and see how recently those things changed in our world, I mean, I was a 20-year-old guy when that took place. I'd just gotten out of high school. And to me, it's so fresh in my mind, and I have a hard time understanding how it is that blacks had to go to a different toilet than whites. Or they couldn't eat the food out of the same, you know, that kind of stuff. I just can't even imagine. And the same holds true for things like this. I can't imagine why a woman wouldn't have a right to choose. But it was in my lifetime, and not necessarily in any of your lifetimes, but in my lifetime, that was the law. And it was the kinds of things that went on in the southern states when it came to black and white. It's just, and that's why a lot of people still have a chip on their shoulder. Whether it's deserved or not, it still is there. People sometimes, we all know there are opportunists and they take advantage of situations. I find it interesting. This may or may not be something that, you know, sometimes I'm known for my non sequiturs. I find it interesting that Roman Polanski is trying to return to our country and not serve more jail time. You know, this guy is among the most lecherous pigs that has ever prowled the planet. And the fact that he did what he did to some of these young girls, 13-year-old girls, I mean, going back to the 60s and 70s. And so he acknowledged using drugs to get girls to do what he did to them. And he's only been in jail 48 days. Before he was released, and now he wants to come back to this country to live the rest of his life, and there's a lot of people here in L.A. who want to put him back in jail.
Well, there's also a lot of people. I mean, I've noticed that Hollywood, they still talk about him occasionally.
Sure. Pleasantly either.
Well, no, I think some of Hollywood, some do talk to it. And yeah. I'm like wondering, I mean, is his body of work that great where they're like, oh, he's an artist, we're going to let him go? I mean, like, there's still a group of people who mention him and support him. And I just...
How do you... I would like to know who those people are so I can make sure I don't patronize their work.
Right. I forget.
Meryl Streep was one of them who mentioned him, like, what? Just a few... I mean, not...
He's a child rapist, for God's sakes.
I think we're thinking of Adrian Brody, who he starred in.
That's who it was, right?
In The Pianist, or The Pianist in 2002.
Yeah.
And he, Adrian Brody, I don't know.
Very good in that movie.
He was very good, yes. He's a talented actor. He says a lot of weird, stupid stuff.
Well, he's a weird guy.
He was very supportive of Roman Polanski and wanted him to come back to accept the Oscar and all this stuff. And it's like, really, dude? That's who you want to support?
Yeah. What does it do to your, anybody who's got a half a brain or any sensitivity at all, you hear that and you want to make sure you stay away from the work.
It's like that.
And I'd like to know more about Meryl Streep, as a matter of fact, Jennifer.
Well, Meryl Streep did it in 2004.
I think she's wearing out her welcome a little bit.
It's just, you know, for me, I try, okay, look, I know that we all come from a certain place. I come from a more conservative perspective, and I own it. But when you get into just out and out hypocrisy, that's what I can't deal with. I would be just as hard as on Roman Polanski as I would be on this idiot Milo Yiannopoulos, who's making all these news headlines about how pedophilia is just an acceptable part of the gay lifestyle. I mean, it's like, you know, you just...
Well, he's been there. Fortunately, he's getting disinvited from pretty much like CPAC threw him out.
Right.
And he lost his credentials for some other...
And here's why they threw him out.
Creep.
Because all you need to do is have this one guy ruin what real conservatives actually stand for, and this is the guy that can discount an entire movement because of the stupid stuff that he does.
Look at who represents you, people will say. Look at that guy. Look at him.
Well, yeah, and the same goes for the gay community. I mean, why would you want to have any association when he's saying that, this is just an accepted part of the gay community?
No,
and you know what? Jennifer, this is why Breitbart doesn't have much...
Yeah.
Breitbart wants to fire him now. This is what's so crazy is that Breitbart wants to get rid of him. This is now shifting gears, but my point was there's a lot of people who accept messages from people that they think are acceptable, and it's too bad that we can't just put aside like our political motivations and just start responding to people's messages for what they are instead of defending, like, you know, a lot of there are going to be conservatives who are defending Milo today. And you know what? I'll defend him and he can say whatever he wants to say. That doesn't mean that we all have to like it. And the same thing goes for Roman Polanski and all these celebrities who have come to his defense. It's just, it's hypocritical.
Say what you will at your own peril.
Correct. But what gets me is that, you know, the only person who can be a shock jock effectively is Howard Stern. Everybody else tries to come out and get a career by being as shocking and... this guy obviously is what he's trying to do. I mean, anybody who comes out and says pedophilia is acceptable, I don't buy that that's what he believes. I don't buy that anybody actually
believes that. No, he's just trying to make a name for himself.
But he's trying to get famous.
Right.
And he's not smart enough to do it using his brains because he doesn't have any. It's 20 minutes past the hour in the DJV Experience.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Dell on SKU 2148359, ends 22517.
Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Are you you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Listen to that voice and figure out who it is. Ringo in the studio and Paul in the studio. It's not every day these two guys come together, but it happened over the weekend when McCartney and Starr connected in a studio to work on Starr's forthcoming album. Ringo posted a picture of the two of them laughing together at his studio, saying, quote, "Thanks for coming over and playing great bass. I love you, man. Peace and love." And they were, Ringo was always sort of never, and not on the in, because Paul and John really liked him as a drummer. They didn't take him too seriously as a person, but they liked him as a drummer. And then he sort of, and he understood his place sort of in a strange way, and never, he didn't get all worked up about it, and did, okay, hey man.
He took himself a little seriously, or maybe he does now.
Who, Ringo?
Yeah.
Oh, not at all.
I don't get that impression from him. He wanted to be on Regis and Kelly, but then he couldn't because they wouldn't cut it. He didn't want to cut his song short.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Maybe I'm judging him based on that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen him three or four times because I find him so much fun. I just want to watch him have fun with his songs. And he does nothing but... He's got 75? How old is... He's got to be 74, 75 anyway, if he's a day. And he jumps around up there. His all-star band, we went to see him last year. It was a fabulous performance. And just plain fun.
Yeah, my parents have seen his all-star band a couple times. They love him.
Yeah,
I think. Like, if I was going to trade places with pretty much anybody right now, I mean, I think Ringo would make the list.
Yeah.
What is Ringo? I mean, Ringo's got no cares in the world, you know?
None. He's got $350 million.
Yeah, he's got Beatles money.
He's married to Barbara Bach and has made that work.
He married a Bond girl. I mean,
yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah.
I think it's pretty okay to be Ringo.
Yeah, I think he's okay, frankly. And I think that that Paul has realized, after his other two buddies have gone, that Ringo really has a lot more going for him. I mean, these guys know each other. They're all brothers.
Guys. Right. Connection.
They know everything about everything,
right,
about all of them. And anyway, Joe Walsh apparently was there to play as well. So it was a tour guide who was in front of Ringo's house when a blue Corvette pulled up. The guy said, "Here's Ringo." The guests went wild when they actually saw it was McCartney.
That's something you don't expect when you're on a Hollywood tour.
No, not at all. So they were working on that. But, you know, they're real people. We give these people this godlike status. I mean, these guys have got to change their underwear every day, take a shower, take a dump, whatever it is. So why? They're good singers, and they've had fabulous success because they really were able to click in an era when we all kind of wanted something that was different, and they were. And they are. I'm looking back, it was quite a while, it was like 6 years ago when they recorded for Ringo's Why Not album. I don't know that they have, the stuff, McCartney's been on a Ringo album. Has Ringo been on a McCartney album would be the question that I don't have an answer to.
I don't have the answer to that either, but I would guess maybe at some point. Yeah.
Where does he live? Is he up in the hills? Do you know, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
It can't be.
Apparently, the Hollywood tour groups know his house, though.
Yeah, they know where
he is. Yeah, right?
He's on the map somewhere.
Trust me, if I knew, my mom would be camped out there.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of fun. They've been responsible for so much wonderful stuff in their lives. We should thank them all every day because of what they've given to us. The Beatles in the Focus at 28 After on DJB.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, we all like to leave with them because we don't want to leave home without them. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian before going on a vacation. Make sure you have a health certificate listing the latest shots and copies of any prescriptions your pet is taking. If you're not sure that your pet's regular brand of food will be available, bring enough with you. That goes for kitty litter as well. If you're traveling by car or RV, it's important to get your pet desensitized to the vehicle. Make sure your pet is secure using a carrier or a doggy seatbelt and keep the noses inside. People don't realize that when the dog sticks his nose out of a car window, debris, eye infections, a lot of things can take place. It's always a good idea to bring a blanket, some dirty toys with you, a recent photo, a written description, and microchip and pet ID is really, really critical. Take them with you. It's fun to vacation with your pets. Just take the precautions necessary before you leave, like a trip to the veterinarian, and carry those extra prescriptions. I'm Warren Eckstein.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Excuse me, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with a good day with the DJ Veers. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, we were just having a very serious conversation about our families and our offspring and our... I started talking about Miles and then sort of was reflecting back. The ladies have done a gotcha with me on my childhood over the last few months. And so as I think about it, reflect on it, and think about what it is that we all... where we come from... Hello, where we come from. You are a product of your environment. And if you had parents and they were really good and super, sounds to me like Victoria, of all of us, and Carrie, you also have had a good, healthy childhood. We were talking about the socialization of Miles, my grandson, who is getting the best of all possible worlds with his parents, his uncle, his gramps, and so he's got all of this support and fun around him and lessons and knows what his boundaries are, and he's getting ready. Next year he'll go to some sort of a preschool. I found it when Megan and I were talking about it, because she and her husband are profs at UCLA here, and they have a program for the children at UCLA, not unlike what goes on in colleges and universities all around the country, and not unlike what even some businesses have. If there are, and I know we have that circumstance, you can find them on every corner here. I mean, you go to Google, and they have a separate place for children, one-year-old, they have two-year-old, they break it down into various levels. There's a whole campus right over on Jefferson, which is by the airport, where they have three, I think there's 3,400 homes that were built around the Google campus and the Microsoft campus. They had their own, like, city. They have all the shopping. They have a movie theater. You don't have to even walk to work, walk home. And they have these school situations. I don't know how else to describe them. Where if you are, you've had a baby and you're 4 months along, you can bring the child for daycare. 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, 4 year old. And then there are other schooling possibilities before they go to public school. And they have not quite like that at UCLA, but they have them starting at 2 year olds. And then Megan and Matthew decided that was too young, and we agree. And now the reason for that is that there's a socialization taking place. And it's very interesting to see how Miles, and we started talking about our own socialization as kids, and that's where we got to some serious stuff. And then Victoria did a nice job of just kind of exploding it all. Okay, let's get back to reality. But being a parent is so difficult, but yet so fun. I see, you know, it was no fun. I was a serious parent, but I didn't have fun with it much of the time. I have much more fun with my children today as adults than I did with them as children. I was a serious guy when it came to my children. Very serious. The kids will tell you that. Very, very serious. And I don't know whether it was because of my own. I do know. In fact, it was because I didn't know it then. But as my own upbringing left lots to be desired, I want to make sure my kids, and the same was true with my wife, the kid's mother. She had a horrible, she came from a horror show of childhood. And, you know, so you that meters how you are with your own children, whether you're conscious of it or you aren't conscious of it. And so in this circumstance, I mean, I hold my daughter up to be a great mother. She's not a perfect human being, and I don't want people to necessarily think. I'm a proud father. I love my daughter. She's quite a character in her own right, and yet she's changed. What I love is, and maybe it's because the kids saw a cohesion, even though their mother and I were horror shows as husband and wife. We were really very focused on them as children. Were we perfect? No. Are my children perfect? No. Not by a long shot. But they are now healthy, happy adults as a result of some of the trials and tribulations that they've worked themselves through. And much of what they've found for success in their own lives has been because the two of them saw the value in having a relationship growing up. And I think a lot of times, now, Victoria, I don't really know that much about you. Don't you have a brother?
I have one brother, yep.
One brother, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so how has that helped you mature into adulthood, as your relationship with him?
Hmm.
Or not? I mean, has it or hasn't it?
I don't know. I mean, we're very close. We're only 18 months apart, so we're close very close.
In spirit, or and are you friends and you get along and you spend all the time together? Oh
yeah. Yeah. We've always been very close. I mean, I wasn't nice to him when we were kids. But when he finally
unusual.
Grew up enough that I couldn't beat him up anymore.
It was
anymore.
His fault.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, when he grew tall enough and large enough that I couldn't beat him up anymore then.
Yeah.
But no, we're really lucky. My parents are still married and very mm-hmm. happy. I mean, we're really, really fortunate that we just...
So don't you think that has an impact on your relationship with the guy you're going to marry?
Absolutely it does. It does. I mean, it's, you know, I have friends who have similar backgrounds and childhoods to things that you and Jen have talked about, and it's, you know,
It's hard.
Jennifer
I mean,
and I have similar. Not your background is. Your parents are. Both kind of awkward with each other, but they
Well, you have the issue of both of my parents. My mom came from alcoholic roots, so I can identify with that in you. You're also like your dad, where, or my dad, where business was maybe more important to you sometimes than other times.
To me.
You know?
Yeah, I think it was an escape.
So you actually are a combo of both of my parents' big issues.
Yeah. That's good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, Kara, now it sounds to me like you have a good relationship with your father. I don't know much about your mother. I don't hear you talking about your mother much. It's something because maybe we haven't. I haven't asked, but you're. I think they've been married for quite a long time. And your father.
I have a great relationship with both my parents, and they were. They've been married for more than 30 years now, and you know I think their relationship and all of the relationships in my family have been incredibly impactful for me, and kind of in a stressful way almost sometimes because no one in my immediate family has been divorced. Ever. All of my aunts, my grandparents, everyone is still married.
Now, isn't that awful that that's a stress?
But I know. I'm like, disgusted, what?
Yeah, but that's kind of the funny thing is both of my sisters are married now, and I have incredible...
So you don't want to be the one to screw it up.
Yeah, and it's kind of like I have not dated anyone... I've dated plenty of people, but never anyone for a really long time that I felt incredibly comfortable with. Like, and so it's a little bit stressful for me because I don't want to be that first person to have the wrong relationship. That first, but I think in a different way, it's instilled in me that you have to work for a marriage, and I think a lot of people have kind of lost that or don't realize that or they give up too easily, and so for me, I have high standards for what a relationship is supposed to be and how long it's supposed to last and kind of how you make it work, so...
Good.
It's true. I mean, I'm similar in that sense where there's no one on both sides of my dad and my mom's families, no one has ever been divorced. I broke the mold.
Wow.
Spoiler.
Well, at least you know you got yours out of the way.
I was going to say, the two out of four ain't bad here. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for your families, too. That's cool. It's a wonderful thing to have. It's something to admire.
My dad's divorce was the first in his family.
Yeah.
And then my cousin followed suit not too long.
The thing
after.
Is that when you make a mistake and you're with the wrong person, you need to rectify that.
Right.
And there is, it's so much today, I think it's easier to get married and people say, okay, it was a starter marriage and you just get divorced, don't have any children, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not where I come from, but yet I looked at nothing but a horror show all the time I was growing up, and my parents should have been divorced. They should never have been married. Other than, you know, if you get into the philosophy of getting married because they had the three of us, as I got married to my wife because we had the two children that were supposed to come out of it. I mean, you can get into all kinds of heavy spiritual conversations about why it happens the way it happens, but it happens.
Yeah.
And so, but you need to, for the benefit of the children, and this is what's so tragic about a lot of these parents you see, they don't give a damn about their kids, and the kids are so screwed up, and the ADHD and the drugs and all this other stuff. It comes about as a result of your being I was about to use the S word, bad parent.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think a lot of parents think they're doing it for their kids to stay together. But, I mean, you saw in your life that if you have bad relationship models and people who are just angry and yelling all the time, I mean, that doesn't lead to a better future for you.
No,
that doesn't reflect well on you. So I think it's better in the long run that they're not together.
Right.
All right, let's keep talking.
Yeah, I was just going to say really quick, showing your kids that you can be, especially if you're a woman, but that you can be a healthy, well-adjusted individual, I think that's setting a healthier example for your kids than someone who's trapped in a loveless marriage.
But parents are just people doing the best that they can. I mean, one of the best things that I came to terms with as an adult is that they meant to do the right thing. Like, a lot of times, parents just are people.
They didn't have bad intentions.
Think about how many people are raising kids. I mean, it's not like you get all of a sudden this grand, you're not blessed with this great base of knowledge as soon as you pop a kid out. I mean, you do the best you
can. Well, that's another tragedy and an outrage that we don't have parenting classes as part of what goes on in a good high school circumstance. Health education classes, parenting classes, no school on that. And yet it's the most important job there is, way more important than doing any of the stuff that we do for money. Raising children is an awesome responsibility, and it can be so much fun, but it also can be so troubled depending on your outlook and how you view things. So I didn't mean that. Well, I did. I guess I wanted to go down that path because I think it helps a lot of people to put themselves into perspective. They use us, we're a reflection a few, and most of the time, as I've said to many people, I was talking to a guy who's a great radio promoter and advisor, and we were talking about what really makes good radio, good conversations. Most of the conversation that I have here with these people that I am so close to and feel so good about having on with you is aimed at having you think about the stuff we're going through and reflect on it. Okay, here we are reflecting on what's going on with us. Can you do the same? The idea is for you to reflect on what's going on with your life, your children, your parents, and generally speaking, and it goes for no matter what I'm talking about on the air. I want you to have the ability to listen to us and say, I hadn't thought about it that way. Or, you know, what does that question mean to you? Is it a reflection? I can even bring that into the discussion of some of the commercials, like this parachute thing. I've heard so many people who have quickly got on board because most people are dissatisfied with the quality and the cost of the bedding that they have in their home. They just don't like what they have, but they settle for it because it's what they can find easily at Macy's or Bed Bath & Beyond. So we're going to take you one step further. All of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me, have these new parachute beddings, and they are the most comfortable. When you consider you spend a third of your time in bed, your sleep experience or whatever experience you're having in bed matters. And I would say probably that if you want to talk about cuddling and being warm, isn't it much better if you can cuddle with really good sheets? I think that's, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it is.
It's true.
Yeah. It's very important to be cozy in bed, and you won't be cozier than having parachute. And the fabulous thing about this company is that they will give you 2 months to try the sheets. This is unheard of. Can you imagine going to Macy's and saying, okay, if I don't like these, I'll bring them back in 2 months. You'll
in
give me my money back, right?
I slept on them.
No. But you and Bed Bath & Beyond. Yep, you buy them, you try them, they're yours. Not so with parachute. You try them for a couple of months, you don't like them, you can send them back and they'll send you a couple of different kinds of sheets and they'll donate the ones you've used to Habitat for Humanity. So our suggestion to you, what Jennifer will tell you, Victoria will tell you, Carol will tell you, I'll tell you, go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Why that particular venue? Because you get free shipping when you buy the sheets. Comfy bedding it doesn't go far enough, does it? It doesn't. Comfy bedding doesn't go far enough. It's cozy. It's cool. It's crisp. It's fun. That's what it is. I remember the first night of sleeping on parachute sheets. Wow. Delicious, I think was the word I used. So, have that fun. Join the rest of us in bed with these sheets. Yes, join us all in bed enjoying parachute sheets. Parachutehome.com. Go there. Look at all the choices for all the great bedding they have. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Got it. I'm on time.
Stop, please.
So let's play for Tommy. I have been practicing my singing, Tom. Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. I don't know if you've ever met either of my children, now that I think about it.
No, I believe I have.
You met Brendan, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I did meet Brendan.
I don't know if you met Megan or not. Megan has a two-year, two-month-old baby boy.
Fantastic.
His name is Miles. And he and I have become quite close. So I was with him, and we went to a park the other day, and I was just inspired by, as a matter of fact, I think it was a week ago today, after singing the Money Pit Improvement, the Home Improvement Radio Program.
Inspired me to fix something?
I went out into the park, and we were singing, and here's what my grandson's reaction to that was.
Stop, please. Yes, a wise child.
Okay. Anyway, so that's the Money Pit theme has now gone its course. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit, is here to answer some of your questions. You can send questions along to tom@moneypit.com or to me, Doug@dougsteffen.com. We'll answer a couple of those questions in a matter of moments here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Dell on SKU 2148359, ends 2/25/17.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler, who is from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend. It is a fabulous show. If you love your house and you love to putter, you're coming to the right place when you go. And you can listen to podcasts and stuff at moneypit.com. But nothing beats having Tom here live and direct. So here's Cody, who has two individual windows separated that are 18 inches apart. He wants to know if he can remove the 18-inch section and make a larger, put a larger window in. So we're going to have three windows, I guess. Yeah, well, it depends on
the size. Well, I think what he wants to have is more like a bay window or a bow window, but he wants to have a large window as opposed to these small, like, portal-style windows. And, yeah, sure, you can do that, Cody. Now, it's tricky. It depends on whether or not it's a bearing wall. If it's the end wall of the building, what we call sort of the gable wall, and it's only holding sort of the weight of the wall, it's a little easier. If it's the main exterior wall that has the roof sitting on it, maybe a second floor sitting on it, it gets more complicated, but there is a procedure for disassembling a bearing wall. You basically have to take it apart, and you have to support what it's holding while you install new structural members called headers to kind of carry that load. So it's not for a do-it-yourselfer that doesn't have a lot of experience. It really is something that you should do with a building permit and with the help of an experienced contractor, because if you screw it up, you know, you're going to learn about the downside of gravity. You don't want to do that.
Kaboom.
So, but it definitely can be done. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice thing to do because, you know, everyone likes more light coming into the house and bigger and brighter windows. Uh-huh. And, you know, and years ago, we had much smaller windows. We were more conservative about that because we knew it was going to increase the cost of heating our homes. But these bigger, brighter windows are in today. So certainly a project you can do, but I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself unless you have that level of experience.
All right, here's Andrew listening in Buffalo, who has a 12-year-old home, and it has developed dark areas on the sheetrock. So what would be the cause of that?
Yeah, and he mentioned specifically where it was attached to the trusses along the outer edge, and that's important information because this is a condition called ghosting. So what happens, Doug, is the area where the drywall is attached to the rafter or the truss is colder, right? So as you have air that circulates inside the house, that air has dust and dirt in it, strikes the cold surface. What happens? It condenses. So you're kind of catching deposits of dirt that's in the air. That's why those areas are darker than others.
All right, there you go. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program here at 59 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.